At this time, we'll be watching our second group of baptismal candidates. So Pastor Jason Ho will be baptizing this group. It has been good. I hope that you've been blessed by listening to these testimonies and hearing about how good God is and how he uses just the past and different stories and different people to be able to bring people to saving faith. At this time, we're going to have Sandy Tani being baptized. And Sandy has asked Steve Wong, her brother-in-law, as well as Jennifer Wong, her sister, to come forward to read her testimony. And it's quite ironic because I grew up with Jennifer and with Sandy at the church, and I think I was the naughty kid. And so they're very shocked that I'm up here as a pastor. But we'll have Steve and Jennifer come forward.
Yeah, this is the testimony of Sandy Tani. Psalm 41 through 3. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He drew me up from the pit of destruction, out of the miry bog, and set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. 12 years ago, I did cry out to God, and I waited patiently. The pit of destruction was from my own doing, my own mind as my worst enemy. 12 years ago, I was admitted to a psychiatric hospital, deemed by my closest friends as a danger to oneself. A 72-hour hold turned into 13 days, and in those 13 days, I prayed, but I truly believed that God had abandoned me in my own miserable darkness. 5 years prior to my hospitalization, I had been diagnosed with severe depression with episodes of hypomania. This diagnosis led me down a very long, lonely path of soul-searching, coupled with an intense concoction of medication. At one point, I had been taking down 6 different kinds of medications to keep myself from harming myself. My life at this point was empty of God. I was deeply mistaken by the reality that was life, because God did hear me cry out to him that night in the hospital. He heard my prayers. He heard the prayers of my family members and my friends. His plan for me was there all along. I have always known this, but my eyes were not open and my heart was hardened. The next 10 years of my life was a slow uphill progression. God placed kind, understanding, and truly blessed believers in my life who gave me their friendship and wisdom. Although for those 10 years, as blessed as I was to have a loving husband who carried the burden of my disease, I felt lost, and Christ as my Savior felt intangible. 3.5 years ago, God led my husband and I back to my childhood home, back in Southern California. God has literally spoken to me through the gospel right here at Lighthouse Church, through the wonderful pastors and kind families. My transformation in Christ was never from one day to the next. My praying has been constant, sometimes pleading, at times desperate, and now I pray with gratitude and peace in my heart. While at Lighthouse Church, I've asked God to lift the burden off my shoulders, the burden that has plagued and followed me my entire life, the burden that had left me shattered, not only mentally, but emotionally. God has put me back together in steps, though at times seem painfully slow, but essential in my growth as a Christian. Matthew 11:28-29 reads, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." It was only 4 months ago that God heard my prayers again and blessed me with a pregnancy. 3 months later, the pregnancy was taken away from me. I will be honest, when this happened, I was devastated and heartbroken. I felt the pull of my depression. the sorrow that welled up inside and tempted to pull me under the waves. I did not succumb to it. I was not angry. I'd like to say that my own sheer will and my strength that got me through that loss, but it wasn't. It was God. It was my renewed, unshakable faith. I had never felt our Heavenly Father so very close to me, watching me and carrying me. Again, I was shattered, but the difference was that I did not stay that way. I am no longer defined by a mental disorder, nor do I carry the burden of depending on medication to keep me alive. Again, it would be easy for me to boast and say with great pride that it was my own doing and my own self-preservation. Jesus Christ has saved me, and there is a very real, tangible force that is guiding me. For those who have suffered, remember that your darkness is not eternal. If Christ lives in your heart, there is nothing you cannot overcome. Corinthians 5:17 reads, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come."
Sandy, do you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God called him from the dead, raised him from the dead?
I do.
Because of your confession of faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.